This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level. And before we begin, we would once again like to express our greetings to each of you and our gratitude for your once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to experience with each of you. Now, once again, before we begin, we would suggest that there exists for each of you the possibility to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or once again, indeed, that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, you would find that as the result of the energy that you have created in this space on this afternoon, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and enter into that meditative state, and in that altered state to participate in that telepathic exchange of information. But of course, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, you exist once again in what we refer to as an illusionary reality. An illusionary reality that you go to great lengths to make it appear that it's real. Not only to make it appear that it's real, but to make it appear that that's beyond your capacity to influence or to control. And as we've suggested many times, you put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are, that limits your capacity to have, particularly in your awakened consciousness state, the understanding that you create this reality, this illusionary reality that you are experiencing, that in your awakened consciousness state and to various degrees in your other levels of consciousness appears to be completely beyond your capacity to control. And once again, you put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits that understanding so that you can experience a reality that seems beyond your control in order to experience as well that immense range of emotions and feelings that are only possible when you believe that the reality you are experiencing is beyond your control. Not only beyond your control, but not your creation as well. You can, however, understand that your consciousness exists throughout your entire physical being. While your so-called awakened consciousness state, you have this very limited capacity to concentrate on more than one particular item at a time. You find it very difficult, for example, to listen to something while you are utilizing your other senses, such as reading, and to comprehend both particular influences on your physical being, on your understanding. Very difficult in your awakened consciousness state. And yet, throughout your physical being, your so-called subconsciousness, the consciousness that you are, is influencing the activities of billions of cells that are operating in coordination to sustain this illusion that you exist in your awakened consciousness state. Each and every cell within your entire physical being contains within it your consciousness. is influenced by your consciousness. When you hold within your so-called awakened consciousness state various thoughts, be they what you in your awakened consciousness state once again would term as being either valid or negative types of thoughts and thought processes, that particular thought or thought process is transferred through your subconsciousness to each and every cell in your entire physical being. And so when you hold the negative, what you in your so-called awakened consciousness state would refer to as these negative thoughts or impulses in your conscious mind, it has the same effect upon all of your subconsciousness that exists throughout your entire physical being. It's also important to understand that the subconsciousness, or the level from which you create this reality, does not judge whether it's a positive or negative emotion or feeling that you're holding, but rather validates what it is that you believe, validates what it is that you're desiring to experience. And so you hold these thoughts in your so-called awakened consciousness state, what you may or may not believe to be positive or negative thoughts. And they are, once again, experienced throughout your entire physical being, resulting in what you might call to as some type of disease or a discomfort, or what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as being a very positive type of experience. But once again, it's important to understand that from the level at which you create this reality, there is no such judgment. You make the choices and the decisions. You hold the beliefs and the attitudes influenced by your thoughts and feelings. And those thoughts and feelings influence your entire physical being. And it's in your awakened consciousness that you judge whether that particular reaction to your thoughts and your feelings, to your beliefs and your attitudes, to your choices and decisions, is a positive or a negative response and experience. There is no such judgment, once again, from that so-called spark of consciousness that you are, from the so-called higher self from which you create your reality. And so you can accept that your consciousness exists throughout each of your cells, throughout your entire physical being. It's what allows that physical being to continue to function, if you would, to carry out the necessary functions in order for your so-called physical being to continue to exist in your so-called reality, in this illusionary reality. What becomes much more difficult for you to grasp is the concept that that consciousness exists throughout the entire universe, that you are one with the entire universe. And so when you in your awakened consciousness state hold various thoughts or concepts or ideas or beliefs, and you hold them in your so-called awakened consciousness state, you not only influence your own physical being, you influence the entire illusionary reality that you exist in, your entire universe, if you wish. You are one. You are not separated from other so-called separate entities. You are one. And therein lies the difficulty of attempting to give you some type of a explanation through the use of a vocabulary. You simply don't have the types of phrases, if you wish, to allow for that understanding. It's possible for you to experience that connection by going with inside, by utilizing your altered states of consciousness while maintaining an awareness of what it is that you're experiencing, and experiencing that connection, if you wish, that understanding of who and what you truly are, although it becomes very difficult once you come back into your so-called awakened consciousness state to not only retain the entire memory of what that experience was, but to be able to express and to explain that experience to someone else. It's something that must be experienced. It's an emotion, if you wish, a feeling that you can experience, but it defies an explanation. Even though there have been multitudes of entities who have tried to explain or tried to give a definition, it's an experience that defies explanation. It's an experience that can seemingly be felt in a different manner by each individual, but nonetheless, one which will, once you accept and understand, will give you the understanding that you are more than what it is that you believe and what you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. You are the one. And it becomes difficult even to give you that expression, because to suggest that you are a piece of the one is to suggest that there is a bigger one. And it's not really that way. There is not one entity existing, not only in your vibrational level, but in any vibrational level, who is any more or any less than what he actually you are. You are one. You are connected. You are connected, even though in your awakened consciousness state, it feels like you are completely divided. You may hold entirely opposite views, if you wish, entirely opposite beliefs and belief systems, but nonetheless, you are one. You have the choice in this so-called awakened consciousness state to hold and to alter your beliefs and consequently to alter the reality that you experience. Absolutely. But in your awakened consciousness state, you as well put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand the limitlessness of your possibilities of creation, to understand that you indeed create this reality. And so what you hold in your awakened consciousness state, your choices and decisions and your thoughts and feelings, affect not only your physical being, if you wish, but affect entirely the universe that you exist in. You are one. You are not separate. That becomes very difficult to grasp, and it becomes very difficult, particularly to alter, if you believe you're not in charge. You see, it's fine to hold that concept or that understanding, if you would, that it's possible for you to be in charge. It's possible for you to create the reality. In fact, you do create certain aspects of your reality that you accept responsibility for entirely and completely. You accept the responsibilities for. You understand that there are certain aspects of your reality that you believe you can change and you can alter, or at least that you're responsible for. It becomes much more difficult for you to accept and to understand that you create it all. That you can, not only can, but do alter your reality on a continuing basis. Absolutely. It's an illusion. And you see, not only is it possible for you to create the reality, it's possible for you to get a grasp of the understanding that it's an illusion. And then, not only from the understanding, but to believe that it's an illusion. And once you grasp that, and once you understand that it's an illusion, it becomes much easier for you to alter it. However, once again, you put in place that electromagnetic type of energy. And so when you create a reality that appears that it's beyond your capacity to alter, that it's beyond your capacity to influence, then it's very easy to forget that it's an illusion. And it becomes very easy to fall back into the reason that you entered into this vibrational level in the first place, and to hide from that understanding. You see, it's not wrong that you don't believe, for those who don't believe you're in control, it's not a right or wrong. That's your choice. It's not a right or wrong for you to have certain beliefs that are altered or different than another individual's. Absolutely not. That's your choice. You entered into this vibrational level for the opportunity to create a reality when you believe you're not in control of that creation. And so to hold that belief in your so-called awakened consciousness state is not only not wrong, it's actually validating what it is that you entered into this vibrational level for in the first place. However, many in this so-called new edge and new energy that you entered into in so-called your past time have begun to hold the belief that you can consciously influence your reality. In this new age and new energy, where your so-called human consciousness has agreed to participate in the creation process, where one of the so-called human consciousness beliefs is that you can control and influence the reality from your conscious state in a manner that was so-called difficult in your so-called past, puts in place, whether you choose to believe it or not, that indeed your conscious thoughts, which you hold continuously in your conscious being, affects not only your own physical being, but affects as well the entire universe. What you hold in your consciousness affects not only your physical being, but the entire universe. A human consciousness belief system, very difficult for you to step outside of, but one which at some level of your consciousness you have agreed to participate in. And it becomes difficult to give an explanation. You see, once again, you entered into this vibrational level for the opportunity to experience this intense range of emotions and feelings. It's only available when you don't believe that you're in control, when you believe that it's beyond your capacity to alter. And so it's not difficult to understand that from the human consciousness point of view, that it's difficult to understand that what the individuals, not only EF of you, but the individuals existing within your so-called entire vibrational level are influencing your reality. You are one. You are connected. And that becomes very difficult, once again, for you to grasp, particularly when in this so-called oneness in your awakened consciousness state, you view individuals who have entirely different belief systems and are experiencing entirely different realities, both based upon what it is that they believe, both based upon their choices and decisions, their thoughts and feelings and their attitudes. Many of the beliefs and belief systems brought in your so-called altered state of consciousness that you're not even aware of in your awakened consciousness state, at levels from which you choose beliefs and belief systems that validate the thoughts and feelings that you hold in your awakened conscious state, validate your choices and decisions. And once again, they may be entirely, seemingly opposite from another individual, and yet you are one. And yet you are connected. You are not separate. And so when you hold in your awakened consciousness state those so-called thoughts and feelings, whether you in your awakened consciousness state once again choose to validate them as being either negative or positive, from the position at which you create this vibrational level, from the position where you create your reality, there is no such judgment. That spark of consciousness that you are, and the human spark of consciousness, if you wish, from the oneness, gives to you that which you desire, validates your beliefs and belief systems, and rejoices in that creation process without judging whether it's right or wrong, whether it's desirable or less than desirable. That's an awakened human consciousness judgment that's put upon certain experiences. But once again, No such judgment exists at the level from which you create your reality. There's only the rejoice in creating the reality from a position of absolute unconditional love, for the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with the reality that you're creating. What do you believe? It's such a simple creation process. The simplicity almost makes it deniable. It can't be that easy, and yet it is. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. When you hold certain thoughts and feelings, when you make certain choices and decisions, certain attitudes and whole beliefs in your awakened consciousness state, it influences your entire physical being. Not only your entire physical being, but indeed your entire universe. Consider the so-called synchronicities that occur in your reality. The various experiences that occur throughout your day-to-day activities. Are they realities? Are they experiences that leave you feeling joy, what you in your awakened consciousness state would desire to experience? You see, once again, the spark of consciousness that you are makes no such judgment, but simply validates your beliefs and belief systems. And so if you can, in your awakened consciousness state, grasp the concept that it's an illusion that you are experiencing. Grasp the concept that your thoughts and feelings influence not only your physical being, but your entire universe, and most certainly can, not only can, but does directly influence your day-to-day interactions with other entities. Not only with other entities, but with your entire experience, with what you would term as items that you have no physical control over. Items that you influence by your thoughts and feelings. Do you fear that the automobile that you're driving is going to continue to operate? Do you understand that when you drive your so-called automobile and whatever other utility that you're utilizing, that your thoughts and feelings influence it, that you are one, that your consciousness exists within each and every cell of your entire universe? And so when you hold negative feelings or thoughts of fear, what you in your awakened consciousness state would determine as being fear, when you hold beliefs that there are going to be these dreadful experiences, the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but validates the belief system and gives to you that which you desire. What do you believe? What is possible within your reality? When you can grasp the understanding not only that it's an illusion, but that it's an illusion that you, through your consciousness, through your thoughts and feelings, in particular in this new age and new energy, influence not only your physical being, but all of the physical items that you come in contact with. When you can grasp that it's an illusion and you have the capacity to influence those items that seem to, in terms of what you might refer to as being scientifically possible, to influence simply by your thought process. When you can grasp that understanding, and not only grasp that understanding that it's an illusion, but to believe. To believe. So that you don't look for validation. To believe so that you can expect to experience the reality that you desire in your awakened consciousness state. What do you believe? It's an illusion. It's an illusion that's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, influenced by your thoughts and feelings and your choices and decisions, your attitudes. What do you believe? Many times it becomes very difficult. Individuals in your awakened consciousness state, if you lack that understanding that the spark of consciousness that you are validates your beliefs and belief systems, validates who and what you truly are. If you believe in your awakened consciousness there that you are not capable of experiencing and influencing your reality, you can have that. It's not right or wrong. It's your choice. It's your desire. It's your belief. You will have validation of that belief or belief systems. Absolutely. If you believe that you're not worthy, if you believe that, well, so-and-so has the capacity to create or to influence certain things, but I don't have that capacity, it's not right or wrong. That's your choice. That's a choice and a decision. And you consequently hold the feelings. And you influence the attitude in the belief system. And you validate it. And you have all types of experiences to validate that belief. That in your awakened consciousness state, you believe that you're not worthy, that it's not possible, that you can't create or influence your reality. That's a choice that you make, absolutely. And many times that choice is very difficult for you to alter. You've put in place in your so-called subconsciousness the beliefs and belief systems that validate that reality, that make it real, and it makes it very difficult to step outside of. Absolutely. Very difficult, but not impossible. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And many of those beliefs are put in place in your so-called between incarnational state. Many of those beliefs and belief systems are validated by the so-called human consciousness and societal belief systems and are very difficult for you to step outside of. It's like suggesting, for example, that you don't like your physical appearance. You don't like being this, what you would refer to as a relatively short person. You wish that you were a tall person. You made that choice in your so-called between incarnational state to experience that particular reality in this incarnational period. Very difficult to step outside of the human consciousness belief systems. Very difficult to step outside of that which you have chosen in an altered state of consciousness for the opportunity to experience in this particular incarnational period. Absolutely. And you go through all types of very complicated, if you wish, validations of that human consciousness belief system. You have what you refer to as your DNA and your genetic makeup that's difficult for you to step outside of. Very difficult, absolutely. Not impossible, but very, very difficult. You choose to experience the reality that you experience. Many times, once again, put in place in that between incarnational state, absolutely. And many times, particularly in this new age and new energy, validated by your awakened consciousness state. Well, it's very difficult to you to alter those so-called human consciousness belief systems, the individual belief systems. That's a different a different scenario entirely. Your human consciousness belief systems, once again, very difficult. Individual and societal belief systems, much easier for you to alter and to alter your reality as a consequence. What do you believe? We have suggested that if you are having a problem accepting that it's within your capacity, that you hold this belief that, well, I'm not worthy, or that there are others who can complete this type of understanding and hold it as a consciousness belief system, but I can't do that. I'm not creating that reality. We have suggested many times, like who you are. Like who you are. Put in place a set of principles that you would like to be recognized as who and what you are as an individual. And not, once again, not principles that you put in place because you think that another individual may believe that that's a very desirable principle, but principles that you put in place because it's what you desire to be recognized as. And as you apply the principles, you strengthen the character and you begin to like who you are. And when you begin to like who you are, it becomes much easier for you to begin to believe that it's within your capacity to alter your reality. Like who you are. When you begin to like who you are, amazing things begin to happen because you see other individuals are attracted because you are one. There is at some level this recognition of an individual who what you in your awakened consciousness state may say is a very attractive type of personality. But basically it's an individual who likes who they are. It's an individual who is aware that their choices and decisions, their attitudes, their thoughts and feelings influence their interactions with other individuals, and other individuals respond. And you will find as a result, when you begin to like who you are, when you begin to recognize, to accept other people, regardless of whether or not they share the same so-called beliefs and belief systems that you hold and share, when those other individuals recognize and you begin to accept, people begin to react to that understanding. People begin to respond to you. People begin to smile at you and treat you like you're not a stranger. It's a result of liking who you are. And when you begin to like who you are, then you begin to understand and believe that indeed you are worthy of creating the reality that you desire. And you have then the capacity to change your so-called individual belief systems. Still very difficult to alter the so-called human consciousness belief systems, particularly human consciousness belief systems that are entirely visible to other so-called members of your so-called society. Very difficult. Not impossible, but very difficult. However, your individual belief systems, it becomes possible for you to alter your reality, to influence your reality in a manner that you found quite difficult and if not impossible before. Because again, that spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether the experience you have in your awakened consciousness state is desirable or less than desirable, right or wrong, does not pass judgment, but rather validates what it is that you believe. Validates what you hold in your awakened consciousness state. And so when you hold in your awakened consciousness state that understanding that you are a piece of the one, that understanding that you are all that is, that there is not one entity who is any more or any less than what each of you are, when you can hold that in your consciousness state and physically believe it, believe that you have that capacity to alter your reality, then other individuals as well are attracted to that understanding. And you begin to have influence, not only with interactions with other entities, but once again, you have the capacity and you begin to experience influencing what you would refer to as these innate objects, these objects that you utilize every day, that for some people become a constant source of despair, if you wish. But for other individuals, becomes something that you are influencing consciously and experiencing realities that other people would view as being absolutely impossible. For example, influencing the vehicle that you drive, that automobile that you use for your physical transportation, what you hold in your thoughts and feelings, what you choose to believe, your attitudes and belief systems are not only carried within each of your so-called cells through your subconsciousness, but influence your entire reality, including the so-called innate objects that you deal with on a day-to-day basis. What do you believe? What do you believe? When you park your car, is there a parking space? And are you amazed that there is a parking space? Or are you amazed when there's not a parking space? Because you see, when you hold the belief, it's an expectation. It's not a surprise. It's not a validation of the belief. It's when the validation needs to be put in place that it's not truly a belief. It's when you have the expectation that's not fulfilled, then you begin to look around and begin to question, where is my thought process at this point? What am I experiencing? Because you see, you had an expectation. And expectations are simply validations of beliefs and belief systems. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It is such a simple concept. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing in this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what he actually of you are. You are one. You are connected. And yet you are individuals. You are all that is. And consequently, you are nothing. It defies an explanation. It's an experience that each of you have the capacity to experience, to go with inside. You are all that is. You create your reality. Not some of your reality entire, both as individuals and as a human consciousness. You create the entire universe that you exist in. Understand as well that it's an illusion. It's the most illusionary reality that you can experience, even though it seems in your awakened consciousness state to be the one illusion that you can't control. It's an illusion. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You can choose to believe that there's certain progressions, if you wish, that you must experience. You can choose to believe that you must reincarnate, if you wish to use that terminology, again and again until you reach a level where it's possible for you to leave this vibrational level. You can hold all of those beliefs and you can experience them. It's not right or wrong, that's your choice. But we're suggesting you cannot fail to come to that understanding of who and what you truly are. You cannot fail. You are all that is. You create the reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. It's such a simple, simple process, one which we have suggested many, many times, not only in this incarnation, but in other incarnational periods when you listen to similar types of messages from the source, which is one. You are all that is. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. When you can grasp that, and grasp that this is an illusion, and you create the illusion, even when it appears you're not in control, it's still your creation, then you can indeed influence your reality consciously in a manner that's been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. What do you believe? Now, we would back for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express that intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with the each of you.